Well, well, well. And where have you been? Huh? Where you been? What's been going on? Been a long time. Glad you could drop by. Pay us a visit. No, of course I'm kidding. You know, it's the way it goes. I'm here all by myself. There's no Faith. She still's talking like this. And then she coughs really loud and it's disgusting. And she hacks up stuff and then spits it in the sink. Yuck. I think I'm going to be sick. Wait. Okay, I think I'm... Okay, just thinking about it, you know, grosses me out. And she doesn't like to be gross, so she doesn't want to come on the show. She's been sick for about 6 days now, as far as... I mean, she feels okay now, but it's just... She's not right. She's got strep. She's been on antibiotics for 6 days, been sick for seven or five or something like that. Five and... Anyway, she got 3 more days of antibiotics. And hopefully that'll kick it. I really, really hope it kicks it. Meanwhile, even before that, we've been working really hard on the school, and things have been just trucking along. I mean, it's not like, I mean, we're having a blast, to be honest. I mean, we're really enjoying what we're doing. It's just taking up all our time. And when I mean all our time, I mean, we're up there till 9 o'clock at night, you know, almost every night and all day on Saturdays. And it's just, you know, kind of all-consuming. And when we're not there, we're thinking about it. Or we're with somebody talking about it. So, or we're shopping for it. You know, to catch everybody up, I think everybody knows. We're starting a private school for Helen's private school. Is only going up to the third grade. So we are starting a fourth and fifth grade. We had enough parents that were interested from Helen's old private school that we were able to start... get enough of them together to pay a teacher and all that. And so we borrowed some money and we bought a bunch of desks, and the Calvary Baptist Church here in Silver Springs was kind enough to give us some space. We just have to basically pay utilities. We're paying them rent, but it's just enough to cover utilities is what it is. Probably not even, to be honest. So we're very grateful to them. We will, and things have just fallen in line, fallen in place. And for so long, and this has been going on for a couple of years, I guess, probably a year and a half, 2 years, this has been going on. And it has, up until about 3 months ago, and really even, maybe even 2.5 months ago, things were not falling in place. Things never fell in place. Things just would not go into the God has the, you know, like a, it's like a puzzle, and there's like one last piece left, you know, but you got four puzzles, you know, and so you're trying to find the right piece to go in that last hole, and things just weren't fitting. And we weren't trying to force them in that hole. I mean, we were very good about saying, Lord, don't let this work unless it's the way you want to do it, unless it's your will that it be done. And well, it took us a while to really understand. I still want you to do this, just not that way. Nope, not that way. Nope, I don't want that. But I still want you to do it. Just not that. So there was that learning process of, yes, he does. He keeps pulling us along, so he wants to do something. It's just a matter of us finding out what. And some of that was frustrating for us at times when we would get caught up in the flesh in our own plans. It's really been a struggle between letting go and letting the Lord lead versus and keeping, you know, when you start a business, it's not always the wisest thing to not have a plan. So we've been struggling between planning what we, you know, being prepared and planning for what the Lord has told us to do versus taking over the plans ourselves and doing what we want to do. So it's been interesting, and we have a lot to say about that, and just a lot of testimony there, and just miracles and answered prayers, and just things, the way things have worked out. I'll just tell you right now, things have worked out the best. I mean, Lord, the Lord's plan is way better than anything we were trying to do. And so we just are very grateful. But at the same time, we've been very busy. And so we've neglected our friends. We've neglected our friends, not just you guys, but all of our friends, our real friends. I mean, our real friends, our real life friends. And also, of course, our podcasting buddies. And not just performing podcasts, but actually listening too. I really haven't had a chance to listen to many podcasts. I still keep up with Jen and Dave, of course, but that's about it. I watch Tech News, Tom Merritt's Tech News, and that's about it. I'm sort of enjoying my quiet time in the truck on the way to work. So, we're not out of the game. We're just, and really we've been in the mood for the last week or so to start podcasting again. And because we've got so much to tell you and so much that we want to talk about, and then Faith got sick. So, as you can tell, this isn't a very good show without her, so I'm not very good on my own. So, but I felt like I had some time here this afternoon, and I just had the urge to put a few to touch base with you guys, let you know what was going on. And most people who follow us on Twitter and Facebook kind of know what's been going on. But I've been trying to keep everybody informed that and stay in touch that way. But if you don't Twitter and you don't Facebook, then, and you do podcast, then you don't know, do you? So there you go. Let's see. I guess that's about it. We were also in Wisconsin for a week, and we did that. So once things started falling into place, they have fallen very quickly, and it's been a very, it's just been all consuming, getting flooring in, getting new, putting together shelves, painting, curriculum, meeting with the teachers, meeting with the parents, getting the playground, meeting with the pastor, installing all of the necessary equipment to do the DVD portion of the curriculum, ordering, shopping, getting chairs, getting rugs, getting lights. it's just been fun. And we're going up there again today, as soon as I get off work at 4 o'clock. I'm supposed to be working. But as soon as I'm done at 4 o'clock, we're going to head back up there, and we're in the really fun part now, where we're going to be decorating and doing the walls and everything. Friday night is our welcome party, is what we're calling it. It's really a thank you party, but we're not calling it that because we're afraid people wouldn't really want to come or something. But it's a welcome party. It's a coming out party, or whatever you want to call it. We've invited not just the parents, but also grandparents and even other people that we think are just interested or have been helpful and been supportive. We've just invited everybody that has been part of this to come up there Friday night just to see the finished product, to have some cookies. I'm going to say a prayer over the school. We're going to shake hands. I'm going to look people in the eye and try to thank as many people as I can without bawling. I'll try not to cry. We'll see. I tell you that I have always wanted to own my own business. I say always. The last 15 years, it's really been building the desire to own my own business and play around with a couple of different things, and nothing really ever worked. And so to finally own my own business, if you want to call this my business, is somewhat really cool. The way it's happened, the way that it's part of the ministry that we've been working on so long, the way that it is come together and has been just obviously God directed, and the many facets that it is, it's just awesome. And I don't care if we don't even make any money at it, as long as it survives. This is not really a money making venture. I'll be happy to work where I am to pay the bills. So it's not like I don't like my job or want to quit. I don't. It's not really part of it. But I really, really want to be part of the community and serve the community. And I think this is a wonderful way to do it. And the way that we've been especially, called to do it, or I'd say the Lord has given us a lot of desire to head this direction with all our Grow Kids experience and with our involvement in the other private school and just through the years, and the problems that I see with public school. And that I say the Lord has laid on my heart, let's say, issues that the issues that the Lord has laid on my heart as far as the way our kids are, the way the public school treats our kids, I guess I should say. And I think that, not that I think that nobody should put their kids in public school, not by no means I do I think that. I just think that personally he's laid a lot of issues on my heart. And I think this is one way to affect the public schools. I think if we are successful in what we do, I read a great article in Texas Monthly about these charter schools that have been starting up and how successful they've been and how they will affect general public schools. I think that me doing this will actually affect our public schools here in town for the better, for good. And so that's sort of my goal. I mean, that's so. I guess or not my goal is where I'm coming from. And I've mellowed, of course. I mean, on these issues, I've had to. The Lord has mellowed me and humbled me, and from ranting stages to a more, hey, let's actually get something accomplished and not just rant. And so that's been good and been nice. I've got a long way to go though. Long way to go. Anyway, I'm boring you. I know it's very boring without Faith here to laugh and pitch in and conversate. So I will wrap things up, I guess. I just don't have, it's hard to, you know, there's not somebody to talk while I think of the next thing that needs to be covered. And I didn't write anything down, which would have been smart when you're doing a podcast by yourself. I don't know how Wilkerson does it. Meanwhile, I am twiddling my thumbs. So we will talk to you soon. Faith misses you all. She wants to podcast. She just stuck her head in the door and looked at me meanly because I was podcasting without her. You know, maybe she'll feel like rasping at you later today. It's not the rasping thing. It's just that if she talks for more than just a couple of minutes, she'll start coughing, and then I feel really bad for her, and I don't want to do that to her. So, I mean, she could whisper through a podcast, and I could turn up the mic to hear it, but the coughing would, you know, not be, it's not good for her. All right. And she's dying, of course, because she's been texting like crazy. Her fingers, I think she's got corporal tunnel syndrome because she hasn't been able to talk to people on the phone. So she's been texting everybody like crazy. All right. Well, I've been wrapping this thing up since I started it. Sorry about that. Sorry about the apologizing so much. I'm going to shut up now. I think that's the best course of action. Vios con Dios, everybody. Talk to you soon.